Ja, das klassische Satz an der Soundcloud now. So you can listen, you can hear your voice on the sound. Someone's gonna say, who's that guy asking all the questions? That's him.
You upload from me?
I didn't say some guy in the window, go call. But that's not what's a cycle. Is it? And over there somewhere. That's right. Deeper. Then his wife is wrong that day. He's a disciple of Sachin. So he's uploading called Sunday Satsang. I don't know how recent, but he started it up. Yeah, hello.
This question about sins and tendency to about sins and
sins.
Offenses. Yes.
Okay.
This is from Bhagavatam, and in the Bhagavatam there are many examples of how the devotees repented of having committed sins or offenses. And Daksha repented several manvantaras, but still didn't get rid of the offensive tendencies, since he again insulted but already Narada. Indra is constantly stepping on the same rake and exhibits a tendency toward pride. Though he periodically received communion with the Lord and other devotees, how to eradicate this tendency to sin or abuse? If some do it during manvantaras and it doesn't help him, and others are getting the darshan of Krishna and they are continue to do the same mistakes. So how can we...
What is your actual question?
How to eradicate this tendency to make sins and aparat? So because...
Okay. We can see many examples, like they trying to...
Yeah, you're saying how to eliminate the tendency to commit sins and make aparads. And studying different examples from the Puranas and the Bhagavat, especially Bhagavat Puran, which is our Mukhya Puran, we study Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. And Indra is one minute, he's engaging, he's praying to Krishna, please save him from Bali Maharaj. And all the demigods are being harassed by Bali Maharaj in the 8th canto. Then Krishna takes his special form as Vaman Avatar, and he defeats Bali Maharaj and rescues the whole universe and restores it to Indra. Indra becomes the king again. And while Bali was in charge, he stole Indra's mother's earrings. He stole the earrings of his mother. So then Indra was saying, please get my mother's earrings back. So then when Vamanadeva defeated Bali, he got the earrings back. And Vamanadeva gave the earrings back to Indra's mother, Aditi. You can just latch it, you know, just go like this, straight, yeah. So later that Vaman, he appeared as Krishna in Dwapara Yuga. And when Krishna he was invited for dinner in Indraloka. So he went to Indraloka for dinner and he brought his wife Satyabhama with him. And when they got there, Satyabhama said, oh, once you promised me, because when Rukmini was married, Narada Muni gave her a gift of a parijat flower. Narada Muni had just come from Nandakanana forest. Nandakanana forest is the private pleasure forest in Swargaloka, belonging to Indradev. So Narada Muni went there and he picked one flower. And he came to Dwarka and he gave it to Rukmini. He said, this is a celestial flower from Swarga. And all the other queens were so envious. Satyabhama. All Rukmini got this parijat flower. And so Satyabhama is a little hot-headed. She's Bhamya, like Radharani. She's Bhamya Prakar, not like Lalita's Prakar. So Satyabhama said, oh, why, Rukmini's your favorite queen. She got the parijat flower. I didn't get any parijat flower. So then Krishna said, listen, Satyabhama, someday I'll give you a whole tree of parijat flowers. So then, when they were going for this lunch engagement in Indraloka, Satyabhama went along with Krishna. And she said, oh, remember, you promised me that tree. So then Krishna grabbed a tree from the garden, Indra's garden, a whole tree, put on the chariot. And Druka was driving. And then the gardener, the Mali, he called up, or whatever, he told Indra, oh, Krishna just stole a tree from your, a tree from your garden. I can imagine if someone stole a tree, I'd get pretty angry too. So an Indra came out and started fighting with Krishna with bows and arrows. The same Indra that Krishna just became Vamanadeva in a previous yuga, Treta Yuga or whatever, Satya, whatever it was. He became Vamanadeva to save Indra from Bali. And now that same Indra is fighting with Krishna. So Indra had so many darshans of Krishna, and he had so many, you know, so many fights with Krishna too. Why is that? Well, how is it that he can have so many darshans and still be fighting Krishna? The thing is that he is too much proud. You know, he tried to destroy Krishna Brijvasis with the Giriraj Leela. The same Krishna, he tried to destroy him. So this is, he is so offensive, Indra is very offensive, and he's also very proud. So he's, so these examples are there in the Bhagavatam to show you, don't fall prey to Indra consciousness. Don't become like Indra. Don't become overwhelmed by pride. Be careful with pride. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Amanina manideina kirtaniya sadari. Always offer all respects to others in a very humble mood, like a tolerant like a tree. So Indra is very proud. He's not tolerant. He's very intolerant. He gets angry very fast. So he Indra is showing all the qualities that we should throw out. How do we get rid of these bad qualities? How do we get rid of our tendencies to sin and our tendencies to make aparad? Because even demigods that are seeing Krishna directly are making aparads. They're not exactly sinning, but they're making serious aparads even to Krishna. What to speak of sadhu-ninda. One of the first aparad is sadhu-ninda, to offend Vaishnavas. So Brijbasis are big Vaishnavas. Brijbasis are very big Vaishnavas. And Krishna's Parishads, Nitya Parishads, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Radharani, they're very big devotees. And Indra was trying to destroy them. That's big sadhu-ninda. It's very offensive. He told if some Vartika clouds, destroy the animals, kill all the animals and destroy the Brijbasis and finish this Brijmandal. He's really gone cracked. He's crazy. Pride makes you crazy. So how do we get free from that tendency to make aparads? That's the whole practice of bhakti, Chaita Dharmada Marjanam. Pretty simple. The difference between Indra and all the characters described in the Bhagavatam is they didn't surrender to Krishna. They didn't, because Krishna says, you surrender unto me, I destroy all your sins. You have to surrender. That's where spiritual life begins. Surrender means surrendering your pride. Surrender means surrendering your ego and your pride at the lotus feet of Guru. Guru Parashraya. So technically, officially, Indra has a guru. The guru of the demigods is called Bhriga Muni. But Indra even offended Bhriga Muni. Bhriga Muni went to see him one time and he didn't stand up and show respect. So Bhriga took offense. And because of that, Bali knocked him out of the palace. Knocked him out of Indra Loka. It's in the Bhagavatam. Because of Indra's offense to his guru. So offending the guru doesn't mean... He had a guru, but he wasn't playing it right. So if we have a guru, we should not offend the guru like Indra. If you surrender to guru, Guru Parashraya, and then Shiksha Adi Diksha, Diksha Adi Shikshanam, you take Diksha and receive Shiksha, and then Vishrambena Guru Seva, you serve Seva, Guru Seva, you do Guru Seva with Vishramba, with your full heart and soul and mind, then you get purified, you get the Kripa, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada Nagati Katopi. You get the Guru Prasad. Guru Prasad means the mercy, the blessings of Guru. And when you get the blessings of Guru and the mercy of Guru, then your heart becomes cleansed. And you transcend anger and you transcend lust and anger and greed and envy. They disappear from your heart, become purified. Everything is accomplished by the mercy of Guru. So the tendency to make aparads or the tendency to sin, everything is destroyed by bhakti, Guru bhakti and Krishna bhakti and Vaishnava bhakti. So that's it for now. You have any questions? No?